We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The manager of the first place New York Yankees is Aaron Boone. Aaron, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Boy, you guys put a beating on the Rays. Boy, you sure did. That was a heck of a series.
Yeah, it really was. Did a lot of things really well in that series against a really good team. And, you know, for us to finish it off the way we did yesterday, I just thought with the at-bats against Blake Snell, it was a great way to end things. And now it's onward to obviously the start of another really tough series tonight.
Against obviously the Astros, who you 0-1, and they're very good, and it's kind of you look at them, they look at you, and we understand how this works, so it's a big series. But a lot of things. Bounce back performance by CeCe, who got rocked against the White Sox. I mean, even the outs were hard. So he had a tough night that night. Now a good performance yesterday.
Yeah, it was big. I think the last two outings he's really struggled with kind of the feel and of his cutter and kind of played around with some things in between starts, just kind of working on that grip. And I thought yesterday his cutter was really good, and I thought it improved as the game went on. And it's obviously really important to him because it allows him to have a presence on the inside part of the plate to the right-handed hitters and just makes his slider and his changeup play all the much more. But it was a really encouraging sign for CeCe.
All right, first things first, Judge, what's the estimated time of arrival?
He's here. He's really
ready to
good.
Go?
He's good and ready to go. He'll be activated tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Today's we're treating as a recovery day as he went his first back-to-back in the outfield the last 2 days. But he feels great. He's been feeling, you know, really good for the last few weeks, and now it's just about building them up, and we'll bring him along in that way because he hasn't played a lot of games, and it was basically six to eight weeks of being out, you know, so it's we'll be smart about it. You know, he'll probably hopefully play the last three games of the series and then probably give him a day off there, and then we'll kind of build them up to four in a row and hopefully within a couple of weeks kind of have him as that just let it rip.
All right, Judge is back, so that begs the next question, which you don't have to answer till tomorrow, but I guess you can now. Did Maybin make the cut or not?
I mean, we're going to do everything we can.
Are you willing to go a pitcher short or not?
We'll see. I mean, we've had those conversations, obviously, leading up to today, the last couple of days.
Maybin's,
you know,
made it tough on you, that's for sure.
He sure has. You know, I think what he's brought to the table between the lines has been, you know, has been great. He's been a really good player for us. You know, he brings some versatility.
Right.
We feel like some of the things that he's worked on from a swing standpoint have more than just translated, but we think there's a little staying power.
So you think that too? So Marcus Thames said that. He said this is real. This is going to be the new Maybin. You believe that too, huh?
I do. I think, you know, I mean, there's no question he's come and caught fire and,
right,
and had an amazing week for us. But I do feel like some of the things, in a little bit of a way, a light's gone on for him with some of the things he's done within his swing. But besides that, you know, the versatility he brings, you know, the ability to play, obviously, all the outfield positions, the
right,
speed factor.
Yep.
And then the what he's brought to the room has been really impressive. This guy's really been great behind the scenes. He's fit in well with our club. I think he's a big part of the chemistry of our club. And I mean, we'll see. We'll get through tonight and see where we're at, and obviously
well,
have to make a
tough
decision.
You didn't say yes, which means that it still sounds like it's going to be hard for him to stay. I mean, listen, the other part of it is he can go a lot of play. He go to a bunch of teams now and play every day. I mean, those teams that are going to give him a job if he leaves here, there's no question. You can't stash him. He's not that kind of guy. You can't stash him. So you either got to keep him or let him go. And I know it's hard to let him go, but it sounds like it's, you know, I know Cash doesn't usually like to be short pitches.
No question. So we'll let's get through tonight's game, see where we're at, and we'll have to make a tough decision tonight.
All right. So will it be tonight it's announced or tomorrow? Because people actually are very interested in this. I've had a lot of Maben calls because people have kind of – they like what he's done. He's gotten hot. He hit a bunch of homers. Everybody likes him. You know, they really have fallen for these guys this year. They really have, the fans.
Yeah, and we'll have to – you know, we'll it'll be something that after tonight's game, you know, I think we have a feel for which way we might go, but we'll get together one final time and make that tough decision.
Is he in the lineup tonight?
He is in the lineup tonight, yeah.
All right, so he's in the lineup tonight, so the fans get to give him at least one more salute if it is the last one. We'll see what happens with him, the little drama for the Yankees. And that's the most telling thing right now is, you know, whether or not Maben stays, so that's the drama. How about the idea of Gaudy's role now? How comfortable are you with Stanton every day in the outfield? I mean, how about Sanchez and when he's not catching his role with the DH? There's a lot of stuff for you to navigate with now.
Yeah, so with Giancarlo, similar to Aaron, we'll kind of build him up as well because he hasn't done a lot of playing in the field. And different from Judge, you know, he's coming back from a few things where he had the biceps, the shoulder, then he had the calf issue. So we'll be, you know, I'll try and be smart about how we build him up as far as, you know, 2-3 in a row with a day. If we can mix him in somehow as a DH at some point, although those that's going to be tougher, obviously, with Voit and Encarnacion. But, you know, we'll just be creative. The bottom line is we feel like we're going to have a really good bench every day, which hopefully will allow us, even with our main cogs, you know, it'll allow us to rest them every now and then to hopefully keep everyone a little fresher and a little stronger as we enter the second half of the season.
Does Sanchez take precedent on his days off where you have to consider that bat getting in the lineup over even Voit and Encarnacion, or do you split it where he gets some days no and some days yes?
I don't think I'll with the way our roster is right now with everyone healthy, I don't see me using him a lot at the DH spot because we really do value on the days he's down. We think he really benefits. And even though DH is obviously not catching, we do feel like there's a benefit just from, especially with some of the soft tissue things that he's dealt with over the years.
Let him rest and then use him the one time in the game if you need him.
Yeah, and then you kind of make him available the second half of the game is that, you know, bullet off the bench.
Gotcha. And that's a big one off the bench, too, obviously, with him, the way he's going. Is he okay with that? Is he comfortable with that?
Yeah, and yesterday was one of the first times that I caught him a day game after a night game, and he was good with that. And after we got the lead, I was able to get him out of there after seven innings. So he'll get one of these days off against the Astros, whether it's the day game Sunday or maybe the night game Saturday ahead of the day game. But he's doing really well physically.
You feel you can get Gaudy enough? Now, I know this all works itself out where it's not like you're never going to have a pulled muscle again, so, you know, or an injury again. We know that. So these things do work themselves out. But, I mean, if all things are equal and everybody's healthy, do you feel you can get Gaudy enough work?
I do, you know, because especially in these first couple weeks where we're bringing Stanton and Judge along slowly, where they're going to have their days off. That's days where Gaudy's in there with Hicks and just some of the stuff he's dealt with, you know, throughout the course of his career. He's not a guy that we're going to, you know, run out there 6, 7, 8 days in a row. So, you know, coupled with a, you know, if you have a day for Voit, and that means one of the outfielders potentially is in a DH role. So I do think there's a lot more playing time for Gaudy than maybe meets the eye. But, you know, we feel like in him, plus there'll be a lot of games where the days that he is down, you know, he could be a guy that we use if we have a lead late, obviously with his defense that we can throw in the outfield.
All right, you and me here because I'm a frustrated manager. I like to make lineups. So if you got your A guys in there, which is Stanton, Hicks, and Judge, and then LeMayu and Didi, and Torres and Voit, and then Encarnacion and Sanchez. Mm-hmm. Are you going to go LeMahieu Judge 1-2? Is that your idea? Are you going Judge back in the two hole?
Not. We'll see. We'll see. Stay tuned for that tomorrow. Could be Judge in the two hole. He could be anywhere. You know, we feel like it's such a deep lineup that we'll try and be creative how we stack them and how we think they line up the best. But we could get a little creative with some things.
Is LeMahieu going to stay your leadoff batter?
I don't know. I could certainly see it. Obviously, he's thrived in that role, although he's thrived in any role. I could see a scenario where, honestly, DJ's hitting anywhere from first to fifth to ninth. You know, I mean, I think he brings such value to every spot in the order and giving our order length. I mean, I think there's a case to be made where you hit him in the middle ahead of our guys that are really good at getting on base, and then he's up there the most often with traffic where he's been so good. So considering a lot of things.
Is Hicks the other option at leadoff?
Hicks could certainly be that guy. I'd consider Judge if all our guys are healthy.
I was just going to ask that. You took it away from me because the way that they're using, with what the Cubs are doing, I wondered if you thought about putting Judge in the leadoff spot. So you have thought about that.
I have thought about it with all our guys healthy because the bottom of our order would be so dynamic too that there's great opportunity. So it's like you want to try and get your best hitters up there as many times as you can, and with the depth of our lineup, I think you have a lot of really good options.
I also thought about, once it goes around again, the lineup, I thought Torres might be a good guy to put nine, even though it's Torres, but only because I'd like to see him stacked where it's maybe Torres, LeMahieu, Judge in an inning where, having those guys. So the guy ninth, he's the double leadoff. That's a good spot for a guy.
No question about it. We're really excited about the potential now as we get, to the point where we're almost entirely healthy. There's a lot of really good possibilities.
And stacking and do you like dividing? I mean, will you use the lefties to split the righties? Is that something you're cognizant of, or you're not that worried about that?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit, and with Hicks and Didi and even Gardy, you space them out a little bit typically. Kind of depends on who you're playing, with the Astros, they're all right-handed in the bullpen, although they have some guys that are right-handed guys that are more adept at getting left-handed hitters out. So you kind of stack it based on maybe who you're playing. But also, yeah, you like to break it up, if possible, with staggering some lefties in there.
You got you got so many guys in the middle. You got five guys already. Not even counting Judge and Stanton who haven't played, you got five guys who have over 40 RBIs already, which is unbelievable, and four who have over 46. So you got a lot of guys who have hit for you this year, and now you added another one who's got 50 RBIs with Encarnacion. So it gives you a wealth of power and performance in this lineup.
Yeah, and I think if you look at it top to bottom, I mean, we have guys that are basically have been getting on base between a 33% and 40% clip. So you're talking about opportunities up and down this order to drive in runs. And, I think we've done a good job of being able to drive those runs in when we've had those opportunities.
No, I think so for sure. And it's at the front of that list has been LeMahieu, who has been great with runners in scoring position.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely, there's even a buzz on the bench, when he comes up in a big spot with runners out there, whether he gets a hit or not. I mean, he's obviously a guy you feel great about being up there no matter who's out on the mound. He seems to give you that great at bat.
Are you surprised how much of a right field hitter he's become?
No.
He really hits the ball to right field a lot.
Yeah, and it's I think it's one of the things that made him kind of appealing to us, kind of a different look, right. Even though a number of our power hitters hit the ball the other way.
They do.
We felt like one of the things in identifying DJ this offseason was we felt like, especially in our ballpark, his power could even play a little bit because he is so good at going the other way. And we felt that was something that could really play. And, he's really done a great job of, not only the other way, but he's really used the entire field. You look at his spray chart, and he hits it all over. So it makes it a little more challenging to defend him, especially in this day where, teams go with extreme defenses to try and plug holes.
What do you have any concerns about Judge and Stanton, that them being out so long, them being vulnerable in any way? Does that concern you, or is it that you got the idea they're back, they're healthy, I don't have to worry about that stuff?
Yeah, with Aaron, you know, he's been pretty good now for a couple few weeks. Like, we feel really good about where he's at physically, completely over the injury. So we took our time and made sure he was really good to go. I think the biggest thing with Aaron now is building him back up, you know, because he hasn't played a lot. You know, he's played probably, you know, five or six games and just now played back-to-back in the field for the first time the last 2 days. So for Aaron, it's more about just building him back up to where he gets into that full everyday mode, and that may take a little bit. And then with Giancarlo, just with the injuries that he's had, similar, making sure that he's bouncing back every day from legs and everything standpoint. And because we won't be using them as much as we normally would in the DH mode, we'll bring them along. But we feel like we have the depth and the people to feel good about on a day that we want to give them a day. We still feel like we have a great lineup in place.
What's up with Herman?
He's doing really well. He'll be throwing a bullpen here any day now. And he should go pretty fast from there, and we'd have a chance to get him back in the rotation, hopefully here in the next week or two.
Are you going to wait to try to also use this time to spread out his innings, or will you put him back in as soon as he's ready to go?
Yeah, we'll put him back in, and depending on what happens with our club now over the next month or two, we feel like he's in a good place to continue to pitch, and his role may evolve, you know, depending on if there's any moves made down the road where if we got into a situation where we felt like we needed to preserve some innings there. But we're not at that point at all with him. We feel like he's got a lot left in the tank, and hopefully this hip thing where he's missing 2 or 3 weeks or 3 or 4 starts or whatever it ends up being is something that provides a nice timeout for him as well.
How about the game Tanaka threw the other day, huh? What a game he threw. I mean, when Tanaka's like that, you know, he can be unhittable. He was unbelievable the other day.
Yeah, it's been nice. His last 2 starts, I feel like the split finger has really started to come back for him and be more of a consistent pitch. And to go with the fastball and the slider, which I feel like is playing as good as it has at any time for him, it really has given him 3 good weapons, which he took into the game the other night and really was great.
And you think Paxton's back now to where you can push him a little bit?
Yeah. He threw 109 pitches in his last start, and I thought was really close. You know, he ends up going six strong innings, but I think he was really close to getting really deep in that game. If you look at that game, there were a lot of, you know, 2-out innings where, you know, they kind of got a jam shot base hit to extend his outing a little bit to make his pitch count rise, but I thought overall he was really strong.
You know, you had a little blip there when you finishing up that first game when you got beat in the CC Giolito game, and that was like 8 of 11 you'd lost, and the team was slumping, and then all of a sudden it just hit the pedal again, the team. I mean, and put together a nice run.
Yeah, I think, and you know, as you and I probably talking at this point last week where we hit a little bump, and I mean, the reality is it's inevitable. I mean, you're going to hit that little patch, and I really wasn't concerned at all with just knowing this group and how they're able to kind of compartmentalize and just kind of lock in on the day. I think they do a really good job of that. And you know, so I knew we were just hitting a little rough week there where we weren't playing perfect, obviously, weren't playing great necessarily, but I felt like the mindset was there, and I knew, was confident that we'd get through it.
How do you judge, and what does, you know, from your standpoint, in terms of clubhouse, makeup, the lineup, everything else, Encarnacion, we know his numbers, we know who he is, we understand he's a classic RBI guy, the whole deal.
Yeah.
What, in your mind, how does he fit in, what does he bring to the team?
He brings an elite hitter. I mean, obviously the power, you know, most home runs over the last whatever years in Major League Baseball, but this is a really good hitter too, and has been, you know, and even you look at his first few games with us, you know, I think he's only got a couple hits with the homers, but you look at every at bat and it's, he'll wear you down. I mean, this is a really good hitter. And another thing, you know, the makeup, this is a guy that comes with a great reputation. I actually know him very well from, he was a minor leaguer in Cincinnati when I was still there. So he's a great guy behind the scenes, smart player, and we feel like, from a makeup standpoint, brings a lot to the table as well.
And I'm sure was surprised, right? I would think he probably didn't expect to be coming here.
No, he didn't. And in fact, it was a fun call that I had with him when the deal was finalized after one of the games in Chicago last weekend, and to call him to hear the excitement in his voice. And, you know, obviously he's at a point in his career where he's done a lot, and you know, it's about winning for him. And that's been, you know, as kind of trite as it is, I mean, you walk into our room and it's about winning every day. That's kind of been the focus of the guys, and you can feel that when you walk in a room. It's like, what are we going to do to win a game today? And guys aren't really that concerned with who gets it done.
All right, are you taking batting practice this week for the old-timers game? Have you been practicing?
I have not. I better get in there if I can one of these days.
You got to get in and get a couple of swings before you go in there.
You're,
you know,
you're right. I will try to do that before Sunday. So my batting practice is representable.
You know, knock the speed down of the machine a little bit, and then just, you know, away you go, you know?
That's right. Marcus and I will soft toss to each other.
That's it. You know, you got to look good in there. You know, you got to go up there and swing the bat once. You know, that's always, you know, you still like to go up there and look good when you're swinging it, right? You know, you don't want to go up there and look terrible at the plate. You want to go up there and make good contact anyway.
Exactly. No question.
I mean, Reggie's still trying to hit home runs, but that's beside the point. You know,
I think that ship has sailed, though. Yeah.
Thanks very much. We'll talk to you.
All right.
Thanks.
Yep.
All right. Aaron Boone.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.